Good morning. Welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ, to our time of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. We are blessed to have the privilege of worshiping with one another in this house of God. I want to share with you the words of Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29, which say, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he consumed the penalty of our sin, setting us free from guilt that we would be thankful and praise the Lord our God. So welcome to our time of worship this morning. I want to make sure that you understand you are in the right place at the right time, and we are indeed singing. Every morning is Easter morning at the end of the service, and I'll explain a little bit why during the message this morning. Had a couple of questions about that already. Please keep Jim Greaser and his family in prayer. His sister Mel passed away earlier this week. Visitation is this afternoon from 3 to 7 at Tendro Mennonite Church, and then the service will be tomorrow. Membership orientation will be held after this service back in the fireside room. The bulletin shares that Fulton County Christmas cheer, the ending is today, but we believe we have one more week to collect, so the pile continues to grow, and so we have another week because that will actually start a week from tomorrow. But today is the final day for the alternative gift market, and that is support of the Ministry of Crossroad. And then hopefully there will be a number of us that will come back around 1 o'clock and help decorate for the Advent and Christmas seasons.
Good morning. The opening scripture today is Psalm 105, 1 through 4. "Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we gather here today under your care and protection. Thank you for your loving kindness that never fails us. We ask that you would guide our thoughts and actions to bring you glory. Strengthen us and fill us with your peace. May we love and serve each other as Jesus has shown us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to do your good work on earth. Amen. If you are able, would you please stand and join me in the call to worship? As we continue in offering our expressions of thanksgiving unto the Lord, preparation in getting ready to celebrate the birth of the Messiah, the promised one. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune our hearts to sing and live thy grace.
Let us sing our congregational hymns. The first is Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It is found on page number 2 of your red hymnal, if you choose to follow along there. And then after a brief pause, we will sing Heaven Came Down, which is found on page number 495. So let us sing Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Offer songs of God's grace. Teach me songs.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. Are you having a bad day? No? In the book of Acts that we are reading this morning, there is a man who was in a tough situation. He had been crippled since birth, and he could not walk. And he had to beg outside the gate of the city for money so he could buy food and those kind of things. So he was in a very tough situation. And one day, as he was there begging, two of the apostles, they had been the disciples of Jesus, Peter and John, they go walking through or by the gate, and they see this man begging, and he asked them for some money. And Peter and John had a conversation with the man. They reached out to him, and they changed his day forever. And they called on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Peter reached out his hand, and the man stood up, and he walked for the very first time in his life. And after he was healed, he followed Peter and John into the temple, and he was there praising God. And that was just one of the wonders that the apostles were doing through the power of the name of Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that gave Peter and John a time to talk to the crowds, the thousands of people that were there, about how to repent. Does anybody know what the word repent means? What does it mean, Ryan?
Like to redo it?
No, exact opposite. Repent means...
Like to do it again?
No, repent means we're going to stop doing something that was wrong and promise to turn to God. So if we sin and do something God doesn't want us to do, we have to repent, turn away from that, and turn to God. And God promises to remove our guilt in that sin. He gives us forgiveness. Yes, and he promises to be with us. So I have a little experiment or a demonstration about this story from the book of Acts. So I have this little ball. It's a ping pong ball with a little face on there. He's not smiling. He's just kind of going through his day. This glass represents the situation he finds himself in, where he's crippled, he's lame, he can't walk, and he has to beg to be taken care of. So we put that in that, put the man in his situation, and then Peter and John came along, and they had faith. They had the faith in the name of Jesus, so we're going to add some faith to the man. And that faith represents, I never know how much to put in. I think that's enough. That faith represents Peter and John's faith that they know Jesus can heal this man. And then we're going to pour in some of this liquid that represents the power of the Holy Spirit. It's vinegar. And see how that ball comes right out? Oh, my. Never do that. Never do that. Okay, well, let's come back to this fizzy water or fizzy vinegar. The power, the faith of Peter and John interacting with the man, calling out the name of Jesus and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, the man, it smells like dough. That's a good smell. That man now has a smile on his face because he is no longer crippled and he's walking around, he's jumping, and he's praising God. He's thanking God for his healing, and now he has the desire to worship the Lord. Let's pray. I am so quick, I popped that out of my pocket.
You cheater.
I didn't cheat. I got that one right there, and I went over and got that one. I'm not tricking you. I'm just saying it changed. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of these children. And we pray that as we continue to pour faith into them as parents and family and as a church family, they would continue to have a desire to worship you. Amen. Thanks for coming up. I don't have 25 ping pong balls to give out. I know. Ooh. I didn't put the cap on the vinegar. He missed it. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. God, O Lord God, our Creator and our Redeemer, we give you thanks this day for the ways that you have blessed our lives and blessed our lives with abundance. We thank you for feasts and gathering with family and friends. We thank you for days off from school and from work. We thank you for warm homes and warm smiles and warm hearts. O Christ, our teacher and our Savior, we lift up to you those people and places in our world who are suffering this morning. We pray for people living in places of war and violence. We pray for people who are hungry or homeless or in prison. We pray for all who spend Thanksgiving sick or grieving or lonely. O Holy Spirit, our sustainer and our counselor, we pray that you would empower us to work towards your saving purposes in the world, to nurture and encourage people in coming to know your saving grace, to support the mission ministries of our church and of our communities, to pursue peace and love in our personal relationships and within our communities. God, we lift up to you all these and the many more thanksgivings and the petitions spilling out of our hearts this morning. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for responding to us. And we give you all praise and glory as we unite together in the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end. All that I have is Alleluia, Alleluia. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for. Watch. 'cause you've got